enhancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Welcome back. The 3D score here tied nil all between 3D Brazil and 3D Portugal. A 3D Brazilian back takes a 3D ball out of the 3D air off his 3D head. 3D Kaká settles the 3D ball. He plays a gorgeous 3D 1-2 around the 3D defence. He streaks to the 3D goal. 3D strikes! 3D goal! 3D goal!
"3D radio needs work, but the Sony Bravia HDTV with 3D has been perfected. Sony creates more 3D entertainment than anyone. From shooting and broadcasting 3D sports to creating 3D movies and 3D PlayStation games, we're involved in every step of the process. And we use this expertise to build the highest quality Sony Bravia HDTVs with 3D. Sony." To learn more about Sony Bravia HDTVs with 3D, visit sony.com/innovations.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson with you here to talk, well, I guess football, because what else is there? Nothing else going on in June but football when Tom Osborne's voice is working its way up the Sports Center ladder of importance. Last night, Tom Osborne... He always has a monthly show on the Husker Sports Network, pops in, talks to Lane Grindle or whoever the host is, and last night was his slot. I would have to say you've heard a lot of the quotes if you've been listening this morning or even here at the top of the hour. They've kind of mixed it together. We'll give you some of it. You'll hear some of the same things from Tom Osborne here in just a moment. Then Chip Brown from OrangeBloods.com is going to join us on the show. We were going to go Monday, but maybe it's even better that we didn't because we have pushed that back to today. We'll also talk a little All-Star Wrestling Duel with Mike Jernigan, the head coach at Omaha Westside, is going to join us today. The All-Star Duel is Saturday. Going to give you a chance to win tickets to the anniversary celebration with all the bands going on at the garage tonight, tomorrow, through the weekend. So be listening for your chance to win tickets. All that is coming up here in the next hour. But right now, Daddy, I don't want to say disappointed because I guess I don't know that Tom Osborne can come on last night and say we are or we are not going to the Big Ten or we are not staying in the Big 12. But really, when somebody from the university is speaking on the university sports program, Lane Grindle's hands are kind of tied as well. He really can't. If Tom Osborne says, you know, hey, we just can't talk a whole lot about this, I'll dance around the subject like I can. I mean, Lane can't push him. And that's kind of what happened last night. I mean, the whole conference realignment talk maybe didn't even take up 10 minutes.
Doug, to think that Nebraska can go to the Big Ten, you first have to have an offer. And I would think that offer would have to be a formal offer presented to you. It can't be Jim Delaney calling you up and saying, Tom, would you and Nancy like to come over? We're going to have a card party on Saturday night. It's going to be a little bit different than that, I'm assuming. There's been no offer made to anybody's knowledge, has there?
Yeah, but official offer and offer, I think, have to be two different things. You know, an official offer has to come from... I would think the whole Big Ten Conference. I mean, Jim Delaney just can't pick up the phone like he said and offer. I mean, the rest of the conference, presidents, chancellors, whoever's going to make that decision, have to give this a thumbs up. Or maybe they are. I can't see where they could offer it. Nebraska would accept the offer, and then the Big Ten presidents would vote against
it. Vote yay or nay.
That would seem a little weird. So that's why I think everyone from the national ESPN coverage to Omaha to Lincoln and all the guys that are following this, whatever the media is, somebody's going to find out about it first, and they're going to run with this baby. And that's why we're going to talk to Chip Brown of OrangeBloods.com. We would love to hear from you, your thoughts, We've had a lot of thoughts out there. We've heard a lot of comments from you, and we love hearing from you on the Debt Popper inbox. The email address, Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and if you're a Pac-10 fan, that's A-N-D, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And Tom from Kearney sends us the following email. He goes, reading some blogs today, and they think Colorado will be the first to make an announcement. Texas's pressure on the Pac-10 to take Baylor forces Colorado to make a preemptive strike. What do you think?
Supposedly last night, the Board of Regents or trustees or whatever it is at Colorado had a meeting in private to basically take Baylor out of the equation by saying and by just pushing all their chips into the middle and saying, hey, we're going. We're yours. Take us.
Yeah, because Texas is trying to bring Baylor and leave Colorado along the way. That's going to be the interesting thing. Now that all of a sudden it would appear that Nebraska, since Monday, when we heard about the deadline coming out, whether it is this Friday, whether it's next week, Dan Beebe kind of says there is a deadline but wouldn't say when it is. So now all of a sudden somebody, if not Nebraska, has to say something. It's interesting I'm not seeing, really reading, or hearing anything from the University of Missouri. Does nobody want them? Did Missouri think the Big Ten wanted them, and so they were really excited? Missouri seems to be the one that wants to get out of here the quickest, the fastest, and get out of here and be the first one to go. And I would think
they also seem to be the one that brings the least amount to the table of any team, right?
Well,
I don't know what Colorado brings.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, yeah. I back that up.
So I think Missouri, if they had an official offer, would be gone by now. Does Colorado have an official offer? Are all these offers to the South schools, quote, official, plus Colorado? Obviously they're not, because Texas is qualming and the South is trying to get Baylor to come along. If it was official, then Baylor would be saying, yep, we'd be coming along.
Why did all of a sudden, with what Tom Osborne said, the talk move from Notre Dame holding all the keys to the puzzle to Nebraska holding all the keys to the puzzle, when he said relatively nothing, did he?
Well, this changes every hour. This changes every hour with one school or another making an announcement. But right now, and again, 13 is a weird number. We heard that if Notre Dame accepted a Big Ten offer last week, we were told that if Notre Dame accepted the offer, that might be it. The Big Ten would have the 12 teams, and they would have the team that they want. Big Ten's not talking about kicking anybody out to make room for Nebraska, Missouri, or anybody else. But if Notre Dame says yes, then I would think that means that's it, or they have to get two more so that they're not uneven, 7-6. I mean, they've been made fun of ever since Penn State has come in because they're the Big Ten with 11 teams. Then you get to this situation, which I've been talking about throughout the week, that would rear its ugly head in the Pac-10. You get too many teams in the Big Ten. Football-wise, it wouldn't matter. You wouldn't be playing the teams from the East. If you get to 16 teams in a conference, you're going to play the seven guys. There's eight on a side, so you're playing the other seven. And maybe you'd play one from the other side, and then they'd tell you whether you get three or four non-conference games, and will college football stay at 12 games a season all the time, plus a championship game, plus a bowl game, which right now can get you 14. Where would that be? If Notre Dame says yes, I think that really puts the halt on Nebraska, unless they also invite Missouri.
Doug, where's the spokespeople from the NCAA been in all this? If they're the governing body,
didn't pompous and arrogant just pop into my head? I don't think they're too worried right now. Maybe they are behind the scenes. Tony, this whole thing of four mega conferences and not being ruled by the NCAA. Now, again, we thought it was far-fetched maybe when Nebraska, the first day we heard about them going to the Big Ten. That just seems so far. You have to have some sort of governing body, and maybe the NCAA would have to adjust what they do. But remember, unless I'm wrong here, NCAA is for the member schools. So I would think there's a little give and take there, but that's kind of far off. What do you think? I mean, finishing off the thought here on the email, will we hear something from Colorado first?
Until last night, I would have said no. Now it looks like yes. That would be the ideal situation, especially for them. They're looking out for themselves, saying, "Forget We're not going to give you a choice, Pac-10, about that South deal, because we're in.
Chip Brown, OrangeBloods.com, Texas Rivals Network will join us in the next break. If anybody, and I don't care if it's Colorado, Missouri, Texas, if anybody pulls the trigger and leaves, I think within 24 hours we hear Nebraska's gone. I think that's almost what that's kind of the way Tom Osborne operates. He doesn't want to ruffle feathers. So if somebody goes and you start to see the crumbling of the conference, and all of a sudden that first big rock falls and it tilts the conference one way or the other, I think it's over. I think Nebraska goes. I don't think we wait to be the sixth or seventh team to say, okay, there's no conference left. Okay, we'd love to go to the Big Ten. I think everybody knows we'd love to go to the Big Ten. And interesting, there's so many stories out there and so many people we give credit to and talk about. Brian Christopherson kind of wrote the overall story from what Tom Osborne said last night, which again, Andy Katz on ESPN.com, big story this morning, citing the Omaha World-Herald, sources at two other Big 12 schools telling them that their athletic directors have instructed them to be ready by week's end for a briefing on probable Big 12 changes. So something's going on somewhere. But one of the interesting things here is public records provided to the Associated Press show that the topic is far from off-limits, talking about the Board of Regents meeting. They're going to bring it up. It's not on the agenda, but they have open time, so you know they're going to talk about it. Anyway, Tom Osborne apparently urged Chancellor Harvey Perelman to set up a meeting to discuss conference expansion. He requested the meeting after speaking with Ohio State football coach Jim Tressel. As we talked about on this show yesterday, we had Coach Tressel on the day that he was in Lincoln, and we brought up the expansion talk, and then looked that same day, Fellowship of Christian Athletes banquet, they had a little talk. Coach was in Lincoln to speak at the banquet. All of a sudden, Tom Osborne says, maybe we need to look at this. Maybe Jim Tressel says, hey, you know what? They're looking at expanding. And Jim Tressel personally probably was thinking, you know what? Of all the people they're talking about, I would like to have you. Why don't you guys look into this?
Certainly interesting timing on the whole sort of thing. Folks, I will add this before we go to a break. If you're sitting in front of a computer and you're looking up realignment stuff, or you're waiting for that big sale that just hasn't happened for you today, go to Yahoo Sports. There's an article wrote by Dan Wetzel. Basically crushes Dan Beebe and anoints Jim Delaney as one of the smartest people on the planet. It's a great article. Check it out. Dan Wetzel wrote it. We're gonna try and get Dan Wetzel on the program later in the week because it's very interesting. Basically, he starts off by saying Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe all but killed his own conference on April 30th, 2008. And it goes from there. It's really amazing. And it puts the whole timeline and things into perspective with the timeline that went on with this whole deal.
The article goes on to say that was the date that Beebe decided to team up with the Big Ten and Pac-10 to reject a four-team playoff that was being pushed by the SEC and the ACC. That was that so-called plus-one game that, if warranted after the bowl games, where there was, say, two undefeated teams still,
right,
there would be a plus-one game for the true national championship. Tom in Hastings to the Dent Popper inbox. And this is not Tom Osborne of Hastings. This is a different Tom in Hastings. It is going to get nasty real soon with all of this. Texas's hind end is puckering, and they are probably nervous about losing control of this process. Way to go, T.O. Don't take a back seat to Texas ever via the text message to the show. Ken says, I am quite sure you dorks have been on the edge of your seats waiting for Irish Ken to impart his wisdom on you regarding the Big Ten expansion. Irish Ken, we haven't heard from in a while, but usually that's a good thing. Unfortunately, the decision makers at Notre Dame are not talking to anyone. I think it's in Notre Dame's best interest if they move to the Big Ten, even though they do not like Michigan and Ohio State. NBC will pull the plug on their broadcast one of these days. I hear you will talk to Dr. Tom today. We're going to hear from Dr. Tom comments from last night in just a moment. Nebraska better consider the fact that Michigan and Ohio State run the Big Ten, and they are both jerks. Nebraska will have less influence in the Big Ten than they have now. As much as I despise Texas, I hope the Big 12 remains intact. Irish Ken. That's another thing that we have brought up. I somewhat agree with Irish Ken. The new kid on the block is never going to be in charge. even if we were the most powerful team, which I think we would be in a western section of the Big Ten, they would listen to Tom Osborne. And Tom's not 55, folks. Tom's not going to be here forever. 2-3 years, we get into the Big Ten. The first year that we play football in the Big Ten, T.O. retires. Trev Alberts is your new athletic director or somebody like that. I mean, haven't we been following this for about 2 years now, year and a half, that this is kind of the way things are going, and now this Big Ten comes in, sets up for his swan song?
One thing I don't understand, Jim Delaney is basically the money guy. That's what it's all about, supposedly. When it comes down to brass taxes, it's the money. When it comes down to everybody being in the middle, it's people going after the money. Whether it's $22 million, whether it's $20 million in TV revenue, whatever that number is, people want that. So why then, when Jim Delaney admitted to Congress a 16-team playoff could gross four times what the current Bowl Championship Series does, about $900 million, why would Jim Delaney vote that down? Folks, it's in this article. It tells you why.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's hear some of the comments from Tom Osborne from last night. His opening comment about really what he can and can't say right now.
There's a lot of information that we really don't have right now. Hopefully we'll get things put together in the next few days. So anything that I would say regarding Nebraska's position or other schools in the Big 12 would be pure speculation at this point. And I don't think that's very helpful. As much as I know fans don't like it, I think we need to put certain things off limits.
He went on to say that the time frame is going to be soon. He's as tired of it. That's one of the quotes you probably heard on the national story earlier today. He talks about everything taking off once they got to Kansas City, which I thought was weird because everybody had already known about this before they went to the Big 12 meetings in Kansas City last week.
The earliest event was the announcement or the speculation out of Kansas City, which was pure speculation.
Right.
But it was taken as being factual by lots of people, and it began to take on a life of its own. And so what has happened more recently in the media, if something is reported, then many times people will cite that as a reference and mm-hmm. say, well, it was reported, and then they will begin to further expand. And pretty soon you've got maybe something built on a house of cards, and there may not be a lot of fact underneath it all, but it begins to take on a life of its own. So, but having said that, I think that the media has been good, and in most cases they've tried to check their facts. And even though sometimes they're guessing, sometimes they guess pretty correctly. And so, anyway, we just aren't going to add to the confusion until we know for sure.
Tom Osborne on Sports Nightly, Husker Sports Network, last night, as heard on 1230 KHAS. He knows what's going on. He can't say what's going on. That's what I read between the lines right here. Tom Osborne also, and as Irish Ken pointed out, and a lot of our emailers, is this because we hate Texas, and so screw Texas, we can do whatever we want now, and we don't have to wait on Texas? Lane Grindle directly asked him if he has what the relationship really is with Texas.
You know, we certainly don't have anything against anybody in the Big 12. This decision is not going to be based on animosity, on petty jealousy. I mean, you're talking about something that could maintain for the next 7,500 years.
Right.
I mean, this is a big deal in terms of the University of Nebraska. It's a big deal in view of many other institutions. And so you don't ever make a decision based on personal likes, dislikes. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I get along very well with the Lost Dodds. I'm a great admirer of Mack Brown. And no, Texas obviously has done very well athletically, and you have to admire them for that. So this is not a case where we're somehow reacting to any one school, particularly to Texas.
I wonder if it would be a hint if we would schedule Texas for a pair of non-conference games in 2016 and 17.
And that'd be a way to start the season, huh?
That is Athletic Director Tom Osborne, part of his show last night on the Husker Sports Network and Sports Nightly. When we come back, Chip Brown from OrangeBloods.com with his show in Austin every afternoon from 1 to 4. He broke the story about the Pac-10 wanting the six schools out of the Big 12, the five in the South, outside of Baylor and Colorado to come over. Now the pulling and tugging of getting Baylor to go along with them, maybe leaving Colorado out. We will hear from Chip and talk to him in just a moment. But before we go into the break, it is anniversary week at the Garage in Kearney. It is the newest hotspot, and they always bring in great bands. Tonight, the 357 String Band with Bob Wayne gets underway at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow night, all everybody loves Indigenous. The Rock and Blues Band from South Dakota will be on hand. And coming up on Saturday, Cornerstone Dub, a reggae band from right here in Nebraska, always at 9 o'clock. If you would like tickets to any of these, we're going to have them for you. We'll call, get a hold of the Doug and Daddy show during this break. You can have tickets to one of those three shows. Tonight, 357 String Band with Bob Wayne. Tomorrow night, Indigenous Rock and Blues Band. Saturday night, Cornerstone Dub, reggae band from here in Nebraska. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll get you hooked up with a pair of tickets to the Garage in downtown Kearney. And when we come back, Chip Brown.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. If you have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons. We have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
Summer's finally here, and if you want to make your summer memories last longer than your tan, get into Kearney Yamaha now. Make memories for the whole family at the lake with the new Yamaha jet ski from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, you can take advantage of $1,000 off on select new jet skis.
This is Tyler Cranes at Kearney Yamaha, and we want to save you money on a brand new 2010 jet ski. Stop by today and you'll be enjoying the lake this weekend.
Your 2010 model jet ski with 160 horsepower, reverse, and off-throttle steering is waiting for you at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
Wow, dude, that net's huge. What do you think we're fishing for, a whale?
Nope, boat.
Be part of Catch a Boat, where one lucky angler will land a brand new boat. Every day you play is another chance to win a skiff-style boat from Triumph with an Evinrude motor. And on your first cast of each day, you have a chance to win one of our great daily prizes. To start playing, Google Catch a Boat or visit TakeMeFishing.org. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 7/24/09. For official rules and complete details, visit TakeMeFishing.org.
I will not recreate the Sistine Chapel on my bathroom ceiling.
I will simply repaint it.
I will not spend more time waiting to get help
than it takes to paint a room.
I will go to Ace and get what I need fast.
I will be finished.
Then I will watch the Kung Fu movie marathon.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Now get $5 off Royal and Royal Finest paint gallons after mail-in rebate at Ace, the helpful place. 10 rebate limit on purchases made between April 1st and July 31st. See store for details.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Come on in.
Head on over to Sapp Brothers on I-80.
You're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sapp Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sapp Brothers.
Come on in. Be our guest at Sapp Brothers.
Checking out our Wednesday's forecast, calling for mostly sunny skies with cloud cover on the increase. Chance for an isolated rain shower storm to develop late. High near 82 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms, a good bet. Low near 62 degrees. Currently 73.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tight, but you're losing grip. Quickly fix me.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Mary, you want to slide me our winners here? We'll tell you who has won tickets today on the Garage. Who's all going?
I got Brent from Kearney and Lavelle from Kearney, so they're both going out, both on Saturday, or one on Thursday and one on Saturday.
All right, tonight, tomorrow, heck, every night, they got something going on at the Garage in downtown Kearney, so check it out. We're not just going to talk Husker football. We do have our Wednesday Loper Link segment that's coming up later in the program. Mike Jernigan, head wrestling coach at Omaha Westside, to preview the All-Star duo. A lot of All-Star things going on this weekend. Shrine Soccer is going on as well. The Kidney Foundation's All-Star Volleyball and Boys and Girls Basketball games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Minden. And we'll be talking with a special guest on the show tomorrow about that. And tomorrow, Daddy, more talk expansion, maybe about the guys that could get left out here.
Yeah, Joshua Kinder is going to join us. He's from the Manhattan Mercury. He's been following this deal for a month and a half. He says, it's all I've wrote about. Yeah, I'll join you. So great to have him join us to get the other side of the point of view. Maybe a Conference USA, maybe a Mountain West.
I'll tell you, all this talk, you know, every day on the Doug and Daddy Show, Daddy seems to be hungry, but even more so now.
Well, yes,
with all this football talk.
Especially on Wednesday, because it's Burger Wednesday every Wednesday at the Coop. That's right, the Chicken Coop, Grand Island and Kearney. $5, order any burger off the menu. Any burger. It's not, you can't have a cheeseburger. You can have that if you want, but you can have a mushroom burger, bacon burger, legendary, totally Jack burger.
Hello.
$5, boom goes the dynamite, 7-ounce ground shack and fries every Wednesday night, whether you're in Grand Island, whether you're in Kearney. Catch all your favorite sports on TV. They got 15 high-definition TVs that await you. They're not a bad seat in the house. They got great food. They got great drink specials every night. Not just Wednesdays, but along with Wednesdays, great drink specials. Love to have you. Check them out. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island.
Well, he's the busiest man in all of college football, surpassing, obviously, Joe Shad. And we are so great it's so great to have a little time here. And we've been tracking, like you do, Daddy, like a bloodhound, orangeblood.com. Chip Brown, of course, got his radio start right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's so great to have him back.
Yeah, Chip Brown joins us. Chip, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time. We know you're busy. We know you've just had a slot to fit us in. We really appreciate that.
Hey, I'm back home. I'm back home with Doug and Daddy.
Well, obviously, Chip, the big story is the Texas TCU series getting underway this weekend. Obviously, Augie Garrido off the hot seat. Your thoughts?
Well, I thought we were going to talk a little softball, but if we can get right to baseball. No, that's good. It's going to be a tough series.
Well, Chip has been, as folks know, if you're paying attention to expansion talk at all, he's all over the place. What's that? Before we break it down, what's that like with everybody, including us, turning to you for the latest information? A, you're doing your job real good, but B, you're keeping pretty busy, brother.
Well, I'm not a very popular man in my household right now, I can tell you that. My kids keep coming in and saying, Daddy, can you play with us? And I keep saying no, which is really, really awful. But, you know, it has been unbelievable, and it's moving fast, although we're kind of in a waiting period right now to see what Notre Dame is going to do. I believe that their conversations with the Big Ten are pretty much going to determine if we have a landslide in college athletics. And, you know, it's hard to read those tea leaves right now because Notre Dame has been so proud of their independence. And but an athletic director with knowledge of the Big Ten situation told me on Sunday that if Notre Dame agreed to go to the Big 12, the Big 12 would close ranks at 12 and not pursue any more expansion. So, obviously, that could be sort of the malox to this whole situation, and college athletics could take a breath and maybe try and get back to life as it was, if that's possible.
Chip, take us back to the initial blow that was fired, the initial shot that was fired. Who fired the first shot in this whole deal?
Well, you know, obviously the Big Ten started the conversation about expansion, and Larry Scott and Kevin Weiberg said, okay, that opens the door for us. We're in expansion too. And they had conversations, and the reason I was able, I think, to get my hands around this story is that I started looking into the TV packages that are up for renewal in the Big 12 and the Pac-10 next year. And as we heard from the BCS meetings in Arizona, you know, a month or so ago, there was some intimation that maybe the Big 12 and the Pac-10 would talk about a non-conference football scheduling alliance. So I started talking to Larry Scott and Kevin Weiberg then and got the feeling immediately that there might be more to the story, and then I was able to kind of track it down and break it on Thursday, and here we go. But, you know, you have to give credit to the Pac-10 because they are desperate to get to the Central Time Zone. They have lined up an incredible fallback plan because I believe if Nebraska and Missouri leave the conference to go to the Big Ten, that the Big 12 South essentially will go to the Pac-10 and play in a division with Arizona and Arizona State.
Chip Brown of OrangeBlood.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show following all that is Texas. And I want to skip all the way now to the end to get your gut thought here, Chip, because yesterday on College Football Live, Bob Davie, everybody has an opinion, but Bob Davie stepped up and he said, you know, I think when the dust settles, not as much is going to happen as everybody thinks, and he really seems to be in the minority. Right now, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think the Big Ten is playing the most incredible game of poker. And remember, guys, they're the richest conference in terms of television revenue, and they want more. And I think that's where, at the end of the day, this legacy of Jim Delaney, if Notre Dame says we're staying independent and they end up raiding the Big 12 and the Big East to go to 16 teams, because now the Big Ten's hand has been forced. Essentially, what my story did was give everyone a heads up that the Pac-10 is serious and that this is real. Because I think the Big Ten always looked at the Pac-10 and looked at everybody and said, you know, we can kind of take our time on this and we'll do our own thing. Well, no. Now the Pac-10 is organized. They've got a plan. They've most likely got a wink-wink nod from the six schools in the Big 12 that they'll come if the Big 12 gets raided. And so here we are, and now the Big Ten's on the clock, and they're trying to let Notre Dame know, if you pass us up this time, we'll go to 16 teams because everyone else is going to 16 teams, and you might get left out in the cold, and Notre Dame is listening.
Chip Brown from OrangeBloods.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chip, maybe not the most popular man in Nebraska right now. You have maybe said some things that have angered Husker fans by saying Nebraska could be the ones on the outside looking in when all this is settled. Do you still think that, or is that going to calm down?
Well, I mean, they could be if they let's say they don't have an answer from the Big Ten by June 15th, which appears to be a pretty hard deadline from the Big 12 to let us know, because the Big 12 South schools will then start to talk to the Pac-10 and, you know, negotiate basically premature, I'm not even making sense, any preliminary negotiations. My God, I've had about 3 hours of sleep the last 4 days. But they would start having preliminary conversations about, you know, is everybody on the same page? How's this all going to work? And once you start going down that road, the conference starts to come unglued. The thing that I've tried to clarify that I think that I was even guilty of early in this story was perpetuating the sort of angst that Tom Osborne has with Texas. And it's well documented. Everybody knows he was taking partial qualifiers, and when Texas came in, that stopped and blah, blah, blah. And he was the only vote against the Big 12 title game staying in Dallas the next 3 years. But the thing that has to be clarified is that the Texas, you know, CEO level, the presidential level, has a great relationship with Harvey Perlman, the chancellor at Nebraska. In fact, I was told by another athletic director in the Big 12, not affiliated with either school, that before all this, it was the tightest relationship in the league. So that needs to be out there, and I don't think that Nebraska fans even want to listen to that, because I think there's a big base of Nebraska fans that want to say, you know, they can't wait to say, we finally stuck it to Texas. I mean, what do you guys think of that?
Well, Chip, that was exactly where I was going with my next question, because while we're in this holding pattern, like you said, it seems like the last couple of days, the articles, the talk in Omaha, the talk in Lincoln, the talk across the state, is that Nebraska would feel comfortable staying in the Big 12 if they could trust Texas. And everybody seems to think that they can't trust Texas, and that seems to be the feeling up here. Is that the same way they feel down in Texas?
Well, Texas was part of the nine presidents and chancellors last week in Kansas City who said, we will commit right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's where Texas has turned around and said, hey, we're in this. We're in it to stay. And they, basically said, why would we trade certainty for uncertainty when we're the top revenue-producing athletic department in the country? We've played for national championships in football and won one. We're tops in licensing. We've never been in a better position to go into a TV negotiation and make a bunch of money for everybody, Nebraska, Kansas, Baylor, everybody, which they feel like this. Everyone's looking at this, this cable package that's up for bid next year and saying, well, that's just that little cable package with Fox. Well, no, it's not. I mean, it can be a big time deal if everybody gets on board and moves together. But that, I think we'll have that answer in about a week.
Chip, I've got my last question, and it's going to come to you in seven parts. When Athletic Director Dodd says, we didn't start this deal, but we will finish it, what does that mean?
It means that, I know that this has gotten legs in Nebraska, that Texas and A&M met with Larry Scott and Kevin Weiberg 2 weeks ago, and that is true. Kevin Weiberg and Larry Scott came to Austin and had a meeting and also met in College Station. But Texas will turn around and say the only reason that they were making, fallback plans is because they knew Nebraska and Missouri were having talks with the Big Ten and that thing could be real. I can tell you right now, I've covered this story inside and out. I know exactly where Texas is coming from. Their first four options when they sensed that the Big Ten was moving in on Nebraska and Missouri, their first four options were save the Big 12, save the Big 12, save the Big 12, save the Big 12, and then go to the Pac-10. And that's still how they feel. And, so if there's any question about Nebraska and trust with Texas, that's not even a question. The question is, what is a good fit for Nebraska, and are they going to get the invitation from the Big Ten?
Chip Brown of OrangeBlood.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I got kind of like Daddy. Hey, what do you think of Dan Beebe? Is he handling this okay? Does he know what he's doing?
Well, Dan's, he's the young commissioner in the youngest power conference in America, which puts him in a terrible situation because we know that when you stick people together, it can be like a boy band that goes bad, and the Big 12's trying to hold on and basically tell everybody. And I know the unequal revenue sharing's been a thorn, and Nebraska has to hear it more than anyone in the Big 12 North, because everyone except Nebraska in the North is a have-not. Missouri's not making any. They're not making any money. Colorado's not making any kind of TV appearance money. Nebraska is, Texas is, Oklahoma is. To some degree, A&M's trying to get back in the mix and some of the others. But, that's where it just has been so tough. I mean, BB's had to inherit a conference that has unequal revenue sharing. Everybody uses it against the Big 12. And the Big 10 came in and said, look, we're going to give you $20 million. It's not 22. The Big Ten clarified that over the weekend, but hey, 20 million.
Thank God.
It's pennies in the couch cushions difference at this point, right? But, they come in, they say, hey, we'll give you 20 million. It's equal revenue sharing, and all of our schools are American, academic research institutions. So, there's a part of me that thinks nothing's going to happen, but I just don't know if the Big Ten is being, if they're bluffing. In other words, if Notre Dame says, we're good, we're staying independent, would the Big Ten actually follow through with the radical move of expanding by 3 or 5 teams?
Chip, you know what? You brought up Missouri. In your mind, what does Missouri bring to anyone?
Nothing. I mean,
exactly.
Mediocrity. They're a mediocre football team. They're a mediocre basketball team. They think that they deliver St. Louis and Kansas City. Nebraska delivers Kansas City. Illinois delivers St. Louis. Missouri, to me, they're the ones that are drunk on the notion of going to the Big Ten. And from what I've been told, the Big Ten has Nebraska ahead of Missouri in terms of, you know, possible invitations.
That's why he's the smartest man in America. You can catch him on his radio show in Dallas from 1 to 4. Check it out on the web. Where do they go to hear you again, Chip?
Well, actually, I'm in Austin, but it's 104.9 FM. You can listen live at ESPNAustin.com.
Do it from 1
to
4.
Follow me on Twitter at ChipBrownOB.
Chip, we appreciate you fitting us into your very busy schedule. Great work, and we look forward to seeing you next month down in Dallas at the Media Days.
Hey, and that tells you I'm a good sport if I'm giving out my Twitter in Nebraska because those folks are killing me right now.
But, Chip, you're not mad at Nebraska, are you?
I love Nebraska. You guys have had me on. I told you every time I came on, I told you that I thought Bill Callahan was a fraud. I had some doubts about Pelini, but he's getting it done. And no one wants Nebraska to succeed more than me and the Big 12 and college football because of the great fans, the great tradition. I mean, they gave Ricky Williams a standing ovation after he pounded him for 150 yards in a heartbreaking loss in 98.
You know what? I'm more back on the Big 12 now than I've ever been.
We love Chip. When his next television appearance on ESPN, he will be wearing a red tie. So watch out for Chip Husker Brown joining us from time to time with the Doug and Daddy
red
Show.
Red tie? I'm going to be wearing a corn cob on my head.
Chip, we love you, buddy. Thanks so much.
All right, see you guys.
See you, Chip. Wow, great interview. Thanks, Chip, so much from orangebloods.com. And, of course, a writer for a number of years, then went into the, well, the new media, I guess.
Started with the Cowboys, I believe.
He's been all over the place, and I think folks have seen his face. You've heard him here on the show for the last handful of years. Really, the guy we talked to when it was a normal day on Texas sports and talking, and we appreciate Chip joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. So much to react to. You can fire off your emails. We got a couple of other things that we promised to do today. We need to get done before the end of the show. We might even have to go over a minute, but we'll find out. I want to hit a couple more emails because they're flying in. This is Dan. He says, hate to be talking conspiracy, but do you think it was just coincidence that the Nebraska Athletic Department did that survey on stadium expansion and new suites? Or maybe that was a Big Ten demand. Before that, I'd never heard anything about stadium expansion.
Interesting thought. Interesting thought. Delusional chimes in and says, I'd like to know when all this Big 12 changing fell on Nebraska's shoulders. I thought Texas started this whole thing. Then Colorado was ready to bolt to the Pac-10. But now all the news you hear about is how Texas wants to keep the league together, but Nebraska is the one wanting out. What? I think Doug is right.
Oh.
What to that? Coach Osmond doesn't want to ruffle feathers, but with all the earlier rumors about teams bolting to other conferences, he had to look at what's best for NU. The last thing any of us want is to be left in a league made up of Kansas, Kansas State, Iowa State, and who else? I'd love to keep the Big 12, but it doesn't appear to be an option. The Big 12 is our best option at this point and the best option for Nebraska. Thanks for that email, Delusional. I think you're exactly on it. I think Tom Osborne thought we could get left out in the cold, and we made sure that didn't happen.
888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who we got, Merritt?
Jeff from Hastings.
Jeff, glad to have you on the show today. What do you think?
Hey, with the article in the World Herald today on the academic grants and the new research park, it looks like Perlman and Osborne both get what they want as pretty solid academics. Looks like it could really, a lot of upside there as well as athletics, don't you?
Well, we talked about that with Sip yesterday. We talked about that on the show on Monday, that right now it would seem like academically the Big Ten would be a better place for really any institution, including Nebraska, and Nebraska itself brings a lot to the table. The one thing that, again, it crept into my mind here just in the last few minutes as we're talking, we're only going to see the green side of the fence here when we're talking to the Pac or to the Big Ten, if we're talking to the Big Ten, huh? You know, there's got to be some negatives, and nobody wants to talk about those, do they?
Well, whatever you do, there are going to be some negatives, and I just when I saw that article in the World Herald today, it really just stood out that it's a win-win for academics and athletics if you just go by the money. And where the other things shake out, you know, whatever you do, if you stay or you go, there are going to be some negatives. But to me, it looks like a good move, and I hope we end up in the Big Ten.
Jeff, what do your buddies think when you say Big Ten?
Oh, we lost Jeff. That's right. Jeff, thanks for the call. And we appreciate you giving us a buzz here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Mike Jernigan, the head wrestling coach at Omaha Westside, will talk a little bit about UNK football. Some preseason polls are out, as expected, ranked pretty high, plus more of your emails on the Huskers. Stay with us.
The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamins is Complete Nutrition. And this week, the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month, get 22% off everything for our preferred member days. That's 22% off all exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days and save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Dyna-Gro has soybeans, good old Roundup Ready, new Roundup Ready to yield, SDS stacked, and plain old conventional beans like 36K26, a great 2.6 maturity, 36C28 for overall reliability and high pH fields, 39R29 for dry land or top irrigated ground, 31RY32, a new Roundup Ready to yield that beat everything last year. Dyna-Gro has beans. Call Dyna-Gro today at 1-800-652-9298. That's 1-800-652-9298.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Checking out our Wednesday's forecast, calling for mostly sunny skies with cloud cover on the increase. Chance for an isolated rain shower storm to develop late. High near 82 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms, a good bet. Low near 62 degrees. Currently 73.
I believe the official total right now is Crane Game 3, Big Daddy 1. After an initial win by the Daddy over the Crane Game at Godfather's, it has gotten you the last three times you've attempted it. But don't let that deter you. It lets you get your hunger worked up even more with the game room and the brand new dining rooms at the brand new Godfather's in Kearney at North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza. Never have to wait for a seat because there's plenty of room and there's plenty of food with their new lunch buffet served 11 to 2, 7 days a week. It's only $6.50 and includes the salad bar. They're open from 11 to 10 Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 11 Friday and Saturday. If you don't want the buffet, they'll fix up your favorite pizza, calzone. They'll even deliver it. All you have to do is call 234-9444, 234-9444. Now bigger and better with their two new dining rooms seating for over 140 people. The game area, laughing at Daddy with the Crane Game. Godfather's Pizza in Kearney at their new location, North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza.
Oh, that damn little bear. He's got his paws caught. I will get him loose.
Well, you know, every once in a while you got to free the hand in a wrestling match, and Mike Jernigan is going to see some great, great wrestlers in the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel at West Point this Saturday afternoon. It's also going to be on a webcast, so if you can't get there or you just want to watch some of your local kids, and there's plenty of local kids that will be wrestling from our area on Saturday afternoon, go to the webcast, and we'll find out more about that in a moment. But Mike Jernigan from Westside joins us on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. This is finally coming together. You've got a chance to see these kids in the practice room. You got to be excited with all this talent on the east side.
Wow, we got a bunch of studs. You know, the first day of practice, we actually had to tone things down. We had to tell them to slow down a little bit. We're loaded on the East team. We've got some great kids. I'm excited about this upcoming duel. It looks like it's going to be a headbanger for both the East and the West.
Mike, I guess I look down the roster. I see Grand Island. I see Howells. There's no way you can lose this.
You know what? Coach Shadwinkle has done such a great job with those guys from Grand Island, and we're very lucky to have Westerby and Taylor and Matt Rice and some other great, great wrestlers at the high school level that I think are going to make major impacts at the college level next year when they go on.
Mike Jernigan of Omaha Westside joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, I think that's always the one impressive thing, no matter what the All-Star game is. Coaches, you may have seen these kids down at the state meet, or you may have seen them in a meet throughout the year, but when you're actually on the right side and you're not going against them, maybe you see something different. Start with these Grand Island kids and what you've seen from them already.
Well, the first one that I've got to mention is Alan Taylor. This kid's an animal. He is nonstop, just aggressive all the time, works hard, real nice, polite kid. Matt Rice, his skills on the mat, he's quick as lightning. And this Westerby, he's a monster. He's All-American everything, multiple-time state champ. It's great watching these guys. You know, it's real easy to sit back and not coach because the skills that these guys have, you really don't want to change much because that's what got them here.
Mike Jernigan joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, is there a weight class when you look at the other side and who you're paired up with that you go, boy, those should be great matches?
You know, almost all of them, you know, you have your standouts everywhere. It starts off with one at 119 with Jeff Green from West Point. Unfortunately, Caleb Franklin from Oakland Craig hurt himself doing some freestyle Greco training. So Jeff Green is going to wrestle both guys, Chase Johnson and Justin Talkenheim, probably at the beginning and the end of the duel. So we'll start out with some great wrestling there. Jeff's going to go on to Concordia and wrestle. The great thing for the West team is they do have Rayvon Perkins from Omaha North. You know, he's in the top 10 in the nation coming out of Omaha. And so he's going to give us some fits there at 57 or 49, wherever he ends up. But, you know, these guys are all talented, and every one of these matchups are going to be great. So it's kind of tough to pinpoint one more than the other.
Anybody that you're really – you've got a couple of your own kids, but is there somebody on your team that you're really looking forward to see wrestle in person?
You know, Seth Stender, I've been able to see him from Bennington. He's a great one to watch. I'm real excited about watching Carl Bonner from Battle Creek. He's our 125-pounder, real good young man that's going to go to Nebraska, I believe, and try to wrestle on there. You know, some of these heavyweights are going to be great battles with Brandon Wills from Plainview, who was a state runner-up, and Zeke Ryerson from Plattsmith. So if I haven't seen these young guys during the year and I missed them at state, you know, I'm excited to see them this week in this all-star duel.
Mike, kind of looks like you guys kind of hold the key to the bigger schools facing some of those smaller schools. You have to kind of remind those kids you may want to pay a little bit of attention because this could be a wake-up call. Some of these smaller schools really come after you. Want to prove they belong?
Yeah, you know, having the big Class A school doesn't really, you know, mean anything more than and then a small school. You know, the West has four guys from the Omaha metro area, but the great thing about wrestling is when you're an all-star, you're an all-star, and it doesn't matter where you're from or what color your singlet is. It's, you know, the fact that you're putting on that leg band and going out there and battling with one other guy, and hopefully we just win more than they do.
That's always the key. And, folks, so don't forget that if you can't make it up to West Point, which we encourage you to do if you can, it gets underway at 1 o'clock Saturday. You can go to usstream.tv and follow the links there to watch the All-Star Duel on the webcast. Again, that is usstream.tv. So check that out, and it should be a great duel this weekend. Mike, I know there's going to be some great matchups as always. Have fun with the kids. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate you guys supporting this All-Star Duel, and hopefully we'll get a hold of you guys again next year.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care. Good luck. Mike Jernigan from Omaha West Side joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Always some great matchups. As we said, the Grand Island Senior High kids, basically the only ones in the coverage area on the east. Everybody else is on the west from all over the place.
I think, though, when you're an A or B wrestler in these all-star duels, you come in going, okay, I've got – okay, a Helms kid from Arapahoe. Where's Arapahoe? I think I'd take him out relatively easy. Maybe you overlook some of these kids. Because if you're Derek Helms from Arapahoe, you're just wanting to prove yourself. Hey, I can wrestle on any class on any mat in the state. It doesn't have to be in Arapahoe or a Cambridge invite. Bring it on. And I think it gives those guys maybe some more motivation than maybe they expect.
We'll hit the emails. We've got our Loper link. We're going to head towards the end of our Doug and Daddy Show, but a lot more to talk about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Greeny, we should go fishing sometime.
Go like you and the outdoors, what's not to like?
Oh, forgot. You're allergic to nature.
And to you.
Well, Greeny, the Bass Pro Shop's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway has a prize package even you would like.
That's right. Visit ESPNradio.com and see how you could win the Bass Pro Fishing Package valued at over $3,500.
It includes rods, reels, and loads of Bass Pro and Under Armour gear, plus Greeny's favorite, the Kevin Van Dam Sexy Shad Kit.
Visit ESPNradio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops today.
Hand it to America. To the linemen who climb the telephone poles, to the plumbers, electricians, carpenters, and mechanics on the job site every day. To all the folks who build this country and keep it running, hand them the pliers with the bright blue grips. Channel Lock pliers, made in America for over 120 years. Channel Lock. Work hard, sweat blue. Channel Lock Blue. Enter the red, white, and Channel Lock Blue sweepstakes for your chance to win a 5-piece set of Channel Lock tools. To enter, log on to ChannelLockSweepstakes.com.
O'Malley's is the spot for good times.
Wow, that's a great bar!
Every Wednesday at O'Malley's is Burger Night. You get $2 burgers, $1.50 fries, and $1.50 draws from 5 to 8:30.
Wow, that's a great bar!
So enjoy Burger Night tonight at O'Malley's. Just call it their form of a stimulus package.
Wow, that's a great bar!
Come down and enjoy happy hour after golf and say hi to Bethany and Shannon this Wednesday at O'Malley's on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
Wow, that's a great bar!
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Checking out our Wednesday's forecast, calling for mostly sunny skies with cloud cover on the increase. Chance for an isolated rain shower storm to develop late. High near 82 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms, a good bet. Low near 62 degrees. Currently 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today as we've got a little bit more to talk about, so much, and rightfully so. This is huge, and should the move be made, Tony? As Tom Osborne says, we're talking about something that could potentially last and have an effect on the university for nearly a century now. Of course, moving to the Big 12, 15 years would be a long time, but I don't see a lot more movement after this. But we'll talk more about that in just a second. But every Wednesday, our Loper Link segment is brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, carrying Campus Authentic apparel. Campus Authentic, so real. That's right. The coach might even put you in. Check out the huge selection of Loper gear just south of the Health and Sports Center. You can go online, thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. We have the loans. Lots of camps going on right now. Boys basketball camps going on for junior high and elementary. They got a shooting camp coming up in the team jamboree this weekend. Next week, girls basketball camps going on. Football camp coming up next week, starting on Sunday as well. For any information on these camps, you can go to lopers.com or you can contact the athletic department offices at UNK, and they're going on till the end of July. Volleyball gets going in July as well. But, Daddy, breaking news from the Lopers here in just the last hour. UNK is being nationally recognized as a team and some of their players by the preseason magazines, the Sporting News, and Lindy's, the first two out.
Yeah, well, good for them because I think they really set themselves up. Replace that defensive backfield. This is a team that should be very, very I think it's a team that's hungry to get more where they came from last year.
Lopers are coming off a school record 11-2 season and their first Division II playoff football win. They're ranked sixth in the Sporting News. And in the Sporting News All-American team, junior running back Rustin Dring, first team preseason All-American. Lindy's magazine has UNK ranked 11th. Dring and right tackle Orion Matthews are on the second team All-American list. And finally, the Consensus Draft Services released its seventh annual preseason All-American team. Wide receiver Kyle Kaiser and defensive tackle Josh Rohde earned honorable mention accolades.
Once again, some local kids doing some good things, and that's going to certainly put people in the seats again this year.
So lots of things going on. You can always check them out on the web at lopers.com. The College Store brought to you, excuse me, our Loper Link brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th. Open and has your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Stop by, check them out online, thecollegestore.com, and by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Call Russ Smith. Offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. Daddy, the Major League Draft is going on. I don't know if it's so much the Husker players. Six recruits were selected yesterday, four in the top 11 rounds. Usually they say you go in the
gone.
Top. If you're in the top five rounds, you're gone. If you're somewhere between six and 10,
gone.
No, Lemke came. He was a high selection.
I know,
selection.
But that's...
I know that's the way you are, Mr. Negativity.
No,
that's the guy you are on this show. You are a pessimist. You are negative. Not an ounce of optimism in your brain.
Well, you know, you're happy for those kids, but it just puts a dagger in your stomach, thinking all of a sudden Mike Anderson, this recruiting class was rated so high, is how many are going to show up, and that's the big question right now.
Mike Marriott to the Royals in the 8th round, Ryan Hughes to Oakland in the 16th, Mike Nesseth to Philadelphia in the 17th, Sean Yost to Boston in the 24th, all pitchers. Adam Bailey, selected by Houston in the 23rd round. The recruit, the top recruit, Drew Robinson, fourth round selection of Texas. Logan Ehlers, the outstanding pitcher, the top baseball player in the state of Nebraska out of Nebraska City, selected by Toronto in the 8th round. I think he's coming to Nebraska, which would be great. I mean, especially since you're selected by Toronto.
Well,
although that they do give you some free money in Canada.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be in Canada. So those are some of the guys that have already been selected that you may be a little bit familiar with. There are only two Big 12 teams remaining in baseball, the Sweet 16, Oklahoma and Texas, because Texas A&M got knocked out yesterday in the final regional final.
What did you think when the Royals selected Marriott in the 8th round, Doug? Just from a, did you think, wow, he was, you'd like to get somebody that was a little bit dominant at the collegiate level. Was he ever dominant?
It was in the 8th round, Tony.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying, the 8th round. I don't know. I'm not a scout. You're just, you just hate everything there is to do with the Husker baseball program right now.
Just trying to think that. Eight times 240th best player in the world that we could have found is Michael Marriott, if you're a Royal. I have to scratch my head. Do I think Michael Marriott will ever step on the mound in Kansas City? I would say hell no to that. I would say there's not a chance in Hades of that happening.
Well, that's because you're a negative person.
Unless something changes really fast.
How about positive?
Unless some real development goes on.
You didn't think Steven Strasburg was going to be any good.
Oh, God. Did you see the curveball? You know what, folks? That is an amazing story. Absolutely amazing performance. Got to watch six innings of it because I got it turned on a little bit late. Other than the home run, this guy's a monster. And Curt Schilling, obviously, you know, to step up and say what Curt Schilling, you know, saying, hey, I've never saw anything like this. This kid's going to be dominant from day one. Yeah, it was the Pirates. Yeah, he's going to face better lineups. You know what? He was showing 101 as the highest he hit on the radar gun. 97 last pitch that he was in the seventh. This kid's going to be a monster. Hopefully he can stay healthy, and hopefully it's not one of those Mark Pryor stories, you know, where a kid gets hurt after a couple of years. But this is an amazing story and something to watch. And the Washington Nationals. Got to be really excited.
NHL, Game 6. I got Philadelphia tonight. We go to a Game 7 in the finals.
No way, Jose. They got that one stud for Philadelphia in a tutu. Dancing around the Chicago papers. What, Pronger?
They called him Christine instead of Chris. Yeah. Well, that's them. That's Chicago.
Yeah. So
Philadelphia would be ready to go.
Yeah.
NBA, again.
Make a shot, Boston.
No, I yelled at the TV last night with we can't give Galarraga a perfect game, but we can stop game four of the NBA, or game three of the NBA finals, three times in the final 2 minutes because these officials have no idea whose ball it is. And they still almost get it wrong.
No, they didn't.
Officiating was bad last night. It just continues to be bad.
They got those calls right.
Well, after a while, they got most of them right, yeah. But anyway, the Lakers win, and again, they found Derek Fisher, Colin Cowherd, who is a Laker homer, because he's a West Coaster, keeps saying, you know, he said after game two, God, if Boston had to do all of this and could barely win, they have no chance. And then he says today, if Kobe stunk and Pau Gasol wasn't very good, and they still beat Boston, man, they are the greatest ever. Derek Fisher's awesome. You know what? Game four, somebody like Wallace, somebody that's not supposed to score 30 points is going to have a game like Fisher had, and we're going to be even at two apiece. I said yesterday I thought Boston would win. Not surprised if the Lakers win, because they will win at least one game in Boston, and they did last night.
Yeah, but Boston had just made a shot. How bad was Ray Allen from start to
finish? Well, it's just that's not going to happen again. You've had the yin and the yang. You've had as good as you can be. You've had as bad as you can be. Now you just put him in the middle. You get 8 points. You win. Right?
Right.
It's supposed to be that simple.
Phil.
Congratulations to our little golfer, Danielle Lemick, out of Donovan. She has advanced to the finals this afternoon of the state girls match play at Willow Lakes in Bellevue with a 4-3 win. She'll take on, you'll like this, Daddy, Isabella Baldacci from Norfolk. I hope I got that right. That's the finals. It gets underway here after lunch. There are no young men still alive, and the boys from our area at Fremont.
You got it right. I know her.
Well, we are over time, but I think that's kind of the way things are going to be for quite a while, whether a decision is or is not made. with Nebraska staying or going in the Big 12 Conference. We want to thank Chip Brown of OrangeBloods.com for joining us on the program today for an extended talk about what is going on, not just with Nebraska, but the entire Big 12. Also, we want to thank Mike Jernigan, the head wrestling coach at Omaha Westside, talking to the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association duel tomorrow.
Joshua Kinder from Manhattan Mercury set to join us.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Lana Rouse with the Kidney Foundation, the Kidney Association All-Star Games will be going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Minden. We'll give you a preview of those. More on the expansion talk, more on conference realignment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, we'll see you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy, ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550 in Hastings. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.